Just out of curiosity, I was checking the early lines. Looks like if you like the Chiefs, you get some value. Plus two. I'm not going to hit that yet. Too soon. But interesting to see. All right, we go to hour number three. My name is Jim Rome. We are in Southern California. Nice to have you here. And we've been talking a lot about what happened yesterday. First game was garbage. Too bad. Bad luck. Brock Purdy hurt on the very first possession. But again, give Philadelphia credit. Man, that is a nasty, scary, fierce D-line. Really scary D-line. And then behind Kansas City's line, you've got Patrick Mahomes. I thought the guy was an absolute legend. Like, his grit, his toughness are just astonishing. Finally now, he'll get credit for that too. He's as tough as he is good. I mean that. He's as tough as he is great. That was such an amazing, inspiring performance. However, Cincinnati, you know I love Cincinnati defensively. I do. But even their defense is not Philadelphia's defense. And especially when Philadelphia gets after the quarterback. And they do. So I'm not sure what Mahomes can do between now and the Super Bowl. Good news is he has 2 weeks. And he was much more mobile and much more effective than I would have ever thought after only 1 week. So 2 weeks is a good thing. But he did just play another game, tough game, on that high ankle sprain. So we'll see. I know this. These dudes are almost impossible to block. 70 sacks in the regular season. Third best of all time. And they are coming after the QB. How about old Trent Williams? Not that anybody ever needed this warning, but that's not a dude you want to mess with. I don't think you ever want to mess with Trent Williams. Not during a game, not after a game, not with your helmet on, not with your helmet off, not in a club. Never. But that's going to be, to me, one of the key matchups already. I don't want to get too far in front of it because we have 2 weeks, but one of the key matchups, of course, is going to be San Francisco's offensive line and, or I should say, Philadelphia D-line going up against KC's offensive line. That's going to be tough. Niners hung on. They stayed in it. They fought. There was actually still a game even after Brock Purdy went out, but it was only a matter of time. It was inevitable. And Philadelphia runs the hell out of it. 4 rushing touchdowns.
Inevitable.
James in Sacramento is looking to make this excuse. 49ers also had no chance with Kyle Shanahan huddling down 3 possessions in the fourth quarter. Come on, James. What was he supposed to do? They probably were making up plays in the huddles. They can't go to the hurry up if the quarterback can't lift his arm. They can't go to the hurry up if the quarterback can't throw the ball at all. He would have never been out there except for necessity. Them huddling up had nothing to do with it. I mean, cut him some slack, James. Like, this is Shanahan's fault for not dialing something up. He did everything he could to dial something up. Found a way to get McCaffrey the ball again. Found a way to get Kittle the ball again. Found a way to get Debo the ball again. The hell could the guy do? Huddle up? That's the reason? Dude, he's out there with a one-armed quarterback. It didn't matter what they did at that point. Jim, I think that Jalen Hurts should just flush that turd of a singing performance and move along. Jim in Hastings.
We're going to flush it and move on.
No, my man was feeling it. I don't blame him. I respect it. It sounded horrible, but I respect it. How many of you would have the balls to get up and do that?
On the road to victory. Fly.
In front of not only an entire stadium, but the whole country. Who cares? Not everybody can be Jason Kelce. Hey, Jim. When did Yoko Ono take over at quarterback for the Eagles? Thanks. Paul in Albany, bitter Niner fan.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
Oh, man, I would give anything to hear Yoko sing Fly, Eagles, Fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. Hey, can we keep the main thing the main thing? Got it, Albie. Thanks. Hey, Rome, can you imagine how good of a night Sirianni had after the game, tucking in under his Frank Reich bedspread, wearing his Frank Reich pajamas, staring up at the Frank Reich poster taped to his bedroom ceiling. Chad from Orlando. I mean, you could go in on Sirianni if you want, but the guy's done an amazing job. Look how far this guy's come. And I like during the broadcast how they acknowledge this, that Sirianni actually played for his team, his opening presser, and then his second presser, and said, see, you can't improve. You can't improve quickly. Look how horrible I was in my opening presser.
Less thinking equals talent takeover.
Less thinking does equal talent takeover, coach. Hey, Jim, on behalf of all the other Eagles fans, let me just say, fly, Eagles, fly. Signed the Empire State Building. War Philly cheesesteaks being better than NYZ. Allen in Manitoba, embarrassed for New Yorkers today. Yeah, I'm sure that makes them feel better, Allen, that you're embarrassed for New York and you sent that from Manitoba. I don't have a strong take on that Empire State Building thing because I think they do it every single year, right? I think they want to honor the champs every single year. Of course, it does hit a little too close to home when the team that they're honoring and they're putting up in green and white just blasted your own team. Yeah, I'd be pissed if I were a New Yorker. And one more. Hey, Jim, of course we eat horse crap sandos. Have you ever eaten our signature sandwich full of Z-grade meat and fake cheese from a jar? That makes horse crap taste like Javier's. Signed, Philly fans. Vince in Illinois. Vinny, well played.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not opposed to Philly cheesesteaks. Let's see what we got here. Now, you know what my problem is, bro. Hit me up with a call screen, Tommy, so I can see who we have on our call screen. Let's see. Just give me a minute. There it is. Oh, look who's here. On the hotline. No way. I didn't see this coming. Who would have ever thought this guy would show up today? Because if there's one thing we know about this guy, he does not have an I told you so bone in his body. I know he doesn't. We go to the phones. It's not even a smack off day. I afraidy. What's going on, my brother? Oh!
We've all been watching that monster in KC perform like no athlete ever had. And always behind him for the world to see, a beaming Mr. Burrow, smiling Patrick's dad. How proud he must have been to be Patrick's dad. Each time he got maimed by Chris Jones. How great it must have felt to be Patrick's dad. Watching his son be better year after year. Good night, Burrowhead!
Unbelievable. I afraidy. We are not worthy, brother. We are not worthy. I mean, I guess I got to give you a little bit of background to understand, so you understand just how brilliant that was. We knew he'd call today, being the ultimate Chiefs fan. We knew that he would say, I told you so today. Little did I know that he'd work that into a song the way he just did, but I should have known. This goes all the way back to Neems, probably a quarter of a century ago on this show. John Neems is a singer-songwriter that I had a beef with back in the day because before there was any social, he sent me an old school CD, an album. He's a singer-songwriter, and he wrote a song called Michael's Dad. This is Neems.
To be Michael's dad.
You know how proud he was, Neems? Not half as proud as you were of that song. So, keep that in mind, Alvin. So, Neems, way, way, way back in the day, sent me that. I played it. I listened to it. You know, back in the day, the show used to be so fun because people would send things. And then I'd pop them in and we'd listen. And generally, there was no, it was an A or an F. There was no C. It was either the best thing ever or the worst thing ever. That clearly, to me, was the worst thing ever. So I got on the air one day and I'm like, yo, Neems, I don't know who the hell you are. I don't want to know who the hell you are. I just want to know why you sent me that garbage. That is, man, that is some of the worst music garbage I've ever heard, if not the worst song I've ever heard. And then Neems just went bat bleep crazy because that was his life's work. Clearly, that was his Let It Be. And then Neems went on some rampage about how that song had been heard in 300 countries. And the beef was on, and the beef lasted about a decade until we finally made up. But in and around all that, I Afraidy called the smack off one day with a parody of that song, and it was genius. And it was about Whitey's dad, Brian Albers.
We've all been watching a guy on Romy's team.
Avi, do we have the year on that?
Perform like no albino ever has, and always behind him.
All right, so this call that you're hearing right now was made in 2004. So like 20 years ago, I Afraidy called me with this. And the best thing about this, he literally composed the whole thing and played the keyboard himself. Because remember, I Afraidy, before he changed careers and reinvented himself and transformed his life completely, not because he was homeless, no offense, Driz. He just changed careers. But he was in the music industry.
How great.
All right, so that was 20 years ago, roughly. Fast forward to just what happened, and he brought the song back again and turned it into another father angle.
We've all been watching that monster in KC.
And by the way, he sounds the same as he did 20 years ago.
Ever had, and always behind him, for the world to see.
This is for the Cincinnati Mayor.
Beaming Mr. Burrow, smiling Patrick's dad.
A smiling Patrick's dad.
How proud he must have been to be Patrick's dad.
All right, so I got that, Alvy. So again, the question. Is I Afraidy not the best caller ever? Not if you go by notches. Not if you go by straps. Not if you go by titles. But who does that? I will tell you this. I Afraidy might not be, quote, the best caller ever. And he might be. If he's not the best caller ever, he's definitely the smartest caller ever. The most creative caller ever. And then all seriousness aside, knowing Ken, I Afraidy a little bit, he is one of the most talented creative people I've ever met in any walk of life. Not one of the smartest, most creative clones I've ever met. He is one of the smartest, most talented creative people I have ever met in any walk of life. So whenever that dude calls up, and especially when I don't know what's coming, although I did know it was coming today, Ken, it's just a matter of when, you never know what you're going to get. That's genius. That's absolutely a brilliant phone call. One of my favorites. One of my favorite I Afraidy moments ever. Incredible. If you look at his resume, and again, he'd have an even better resume if he didn't have the job that he has. His job is all-consuming. He's out of the country. He travels frequently. I can't even begin to fathom how many people are dependent upon I Afraidy for what he does. Despite all the things that he does and all the things that he means to so many people, check out this track record. He's got 2 firsts, 5 seconds, 4 thirds, 3 fourths, and 3 fifths in his smack off career. And again, this is not somebody who is listening every day and working in reps and being that jungle contributor. We only hear from him generally once or twice a year. On the smack off if we're lucky, and the second time when he wants to tell me I'm talking out my ass and I'm wrong. Patrick, Stuckna nailed it. Patrick's dad. Unbelievable. It is.
Unbelievable.
And you have to understand one more thing about Afraidy. Dude, he loves the Chiefs. He didn't just do that because that's funny. He didn't just do that to get a little jungle run. He doesn't need the jungle run. He doesn't want the jungle run. In fact, he wants nothing to do with any of you clones. I'm not saying that he thinks he's better than you. He is. But I'm not saying that he thinks he's better than you. He just wants nothing to do with you. That I will say. But that came from a different place, that song. That wasn't, I want to be racked. I want them to talk about me. Dude, he loves the Chiefs. Loves the Chiefs. Bella B, quote, I Afraidy serenading the jungle. Wow. Life is good. Abigail, quote, I still say he should have won the smack off. You can, Abby. You can say that all you want. That's why we do it. That's why we have it. Doesn't matter who I pick as the winner every year. Somebody's always pissed. Hey, and by the way, I Afraidy was pissed, I think, that he didn't win. You think you're pissed? He's the one who finished in second. Ponus Wagner, quote, call of the year. Maybe. Maybe. Squirrel 2. The best thing about you and Neem's making up was that he wrote an equally horrible song called Jim Rome, It's Neem's From Home as an olive branch. That's actually true.
Jim Rome, it's Neem's From Home. 10 years later, I'm tweaking your song for the clones. Jim Rome, I've lowered my tone.
Remind me again why I forgave this guy.
Won't bleep me off the phone.
I mean, I know time heals all wounds, like 10 years, but it's all rushing back over me again. This song is almost a reason to go.
By the way, you blasted me and my song for Michael's dad. But time has healed my wounds.
Not mine.
Now I'm not even sad. So roam. It's Neem's From Home.
The lyrical genius behind that. So roam, it's Neem's From Home.
Peace out.
So roam, it's Neem's From Home. My home is a dome. I am no gnome. I love Patrick Mahomes. Wow, Neem's. I forgot how horrible that ode to me was. We made up, though. I've made up with a lot of people I've beefed with. Because I'm just, you know, for who, for what? I'm not going to carry that negative energy around. Although I may save some for you, Neems. I forgot how horrible that song was. That's even worse than Michael's dad. Anyway, it's not about you. It's not about you, Neems. Are you still in Vegas? Where are you, Neems? Neems, don't call. I Afraidy. Only I Afraidy can show up like that when nobody expects it and do something like that and knock the jungle off its axis. Who else can do that? The BIC, maybe. But the BIC generally will show up just the day of, collect his money and his hardware and be that guy because he's that good. I Afraidy, though, man. Sneaky. Not sneaky in that he showed up haphazardly or we didn't expect it. I knew he was going to call. Like I said, he calls for like three reasons. Smack off, to talk junk about somebody that just got beat by somebody he loves, and to tell me I'm wrong about something. All three are equally awesome. Squirrel 2. Actually, I just read his. Jim, I Afraidy is the greatest caller to your show, period. Mike and KC. We can have that argument.
Period.
I'm normally not a poll guy or a Rushmore guy or an argument guy, but it's interesting, isn't it? Is I Afraidy the best caller ever to the program? He doesn't have the BIC straps. He doesn't have the Cowboy Nations rings. But could either one of them do what he just did? At Matt Mikla, quote, I'm dead. Driving my work truck with the biggest idiot smile on my face, thanks to the legend I Afraidy. I mean, it's hard to argue. This guy writes, I Afraidy is the bard of the jungle. You, of course, being the king, holding court with other nobles like Alvy, etc. Meanwhile, I Afraidy, decked out in royal purple stockings, frilly short skirt and puffy hat with a long peacock feather sticking out from it, prancing around, singing and playing a mandolin for your entertainment. Duke in Vancouver. And that's not true, dude. There's so much more than that. I mean, he might be playing a mandolin or his little Casio keyboard. I don't even know what it is. Dude can play whatever the hell he wants. Guitar, jug, mandolin, cello, trumpet, whatever. I have Freddy's one of those guys that can pick up. If you just put something in front of him, he'll pick it up and he'll make use. And he'll win. That takes a different type of intellect and creativity. That was awesome. Loved it. Rack that call, Alvy. If you want to weigh in, clones, have a little fun. I'm going to talk about Eli Apple when we come back. If you want to weigh in on the GOAT and the best caller ever on this show, you can go ahead and do that. No problem with that. I'll entertain that conversation. I'm not even sure what the answer is. B.I.C.? B.I.C. for sure. He's the most decorated caller. Hard to argue with the B.I.C. But I Afraidy, man. He's done things that even the B.I.C. has never done. And their beefs are legendary. B.I.C. going in on old man I Afraidy is incredible. Left changed the game. You got to admit that. Left changed the game. The smack-off game. All right. When we come back, your reaction to that. And I want to talk Eli Apple and his act. All of that is still ahead.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Remember, we have an ATP. I need your ATPs. Hit me up on the Ask the Pros question. Also, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any moment at any time. I mean, you want to talk about amazing? Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Still getting reaction to the man, I Afraidy. Again, you have to understand, he played whatever he played. Keyboard, piano, whatever it was. He did that live. He does not have some track or some boombox or some beats in the background. He plays that live. He has that in him.
We'll do it live.
He will do it live. GTG, 1966. He may not have as many straps, but maybe the strap should be named after him. War I Afraidy. If you knew everything about this guy, I think you'd be more amazed. Hey, Rome. Patrick's dad by I Afraidy was the best call so far this year. Again, it might be. It might be the best call we get all year. I would say, though, that's the bar right now. That's the standard. Hey, Rome. I have listened to it 5 times. My girlfriend came out of her room and was looking at me like I've lost my mind. She said, WTF is this? My answer was, pure gold. Aaron in Iowa. Planet Wilson 1. Jim, please tell I Afraidy to call back with a song about Patrick's mom. Thanks, Zach Wilson.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys.
Essentially, I don't tell that guy anything. You tell him. I'm just grateful he made that phone call. It's always a moment, right? There aren't that many moments in the world. It's always a moment when I Afraidy picks up the phone. Because you don't know what it's going to be, but you know it's going to be something. And you know it's going to be iconic. Because every call he's ever made to this show, essentially, is iconic.
Ionic.
It ends up in the archive for all the right reasons. That was pretty amazing. 1-800-636-8686. This guy took a shot at it. You know me, I hate Mount Rushmore shtick. I think it's the most tired, lazy thing that any sports talk show host can do. No offense to every one of you who've done that. I've just never done that thing. I don't play that game. I don't like that game. However, I'll play it here. Jim, here is the jungle Mount Rushmore in order. B.I.C., Sean, I Afraidy, and left. Ian and the Natty. I think you could certainly make the argument that if there are four heads carved into a mountain, those four would be the heads. But if you had to go in any kind of order, like if it's just a group of four existing as a group of four, 100%. But if you want to rank them, that's debatable. Depends on your criteria, right? If it's on rings alone, then absolutely it's Brad and Corona. It may be Brad and Corona anyway. I had an indirect BIC experience the other day. So I go to the Apple store because, of course, I did. That's my crack house. That's where I hang out. When I need a fix, I just walk into the Apple store.
Crack is whack.
That's my opium den, the Apple store. When I need a fix, when I need a bump, I go in the Apple store. So I go in the Apple store in the 949, and there's a dude who works there. Great dude. Like, whenever I'm in that store, he seems to know when I'm in that store. I don't know. Maybe he picks up his, like, Spidey jungle sense, or maybe I ordered and I was picking up and they checked the list. I don't really know. But whenever I'm there, the guy knows. Good dude. Really good dude. And he hit me the other day when I went in to pick something up. He's like, yo, take care of this guy. He's a legend. I said, not me, yo. Not me. And then he told me that his wife works with Brad. And they quote, Brad is an awesome guy. He kind of gave it the old, you know what, for a celebrity, he's a really good dude.
Brad.
My wife works with Brad, and he's a really good dude. He is. BIC is a great dude. But it almost sounded like he was making him out like, hey, yo, man, some celebrities are real a-holes. Not Brad. That's a good dude. He's right. All right, let's see here. We already had Eli Manning, who I thought was great. We had Mike Jones. He made his jungle debut. He's a national NFL writer for The Athletic. And we are already in conversations about Super Bowl. What to do next week in Glendale. I will be there. Chalk will be there. And we'll be doing our thing. And like I said, the first early line, it's moved a little bit, I think. But from what I've seen, it's been KC plus two. Do you hit that early looking for value, or do you wait as long as you possibly can? And James Kelly and I will have a big head bets this week. We may have to go a little different direction than the Super Bowl because we're so far out. None of the prop bets are up yet. So we haven't figured out exactly what we're doing, only that we are doing it. Still ahead, I've got the ATP. I've been trying to get at my thoughts on Eli Apple. You know that old adage, what comes around... what goes around comes around, and it came around. Eli took a really, really bad penalty at a really bad time. But more than that, it's just essentially the guy's whole vibe. An average player with first ballot Hall of Fame smack. I find that kind of amusing. Counterintuitive, but amusing. All right, how about a sports update? Here's the very latest. All right, time to get to the AP, ATP. So glad that came back. ATP stands for Ask the Pros. You get to submit a question to me at cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Of course, it's sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Check this guy out. Hey, Jim, which of Alvy's sound drops is your favorite? Jim and Hastings. Before I answer that, understand how hard a question that is that you just posed. Alvy, how many drops do you think you have in that library? Do you even know?
A million.
He's looking it up on his computer. I mean, several hundred, right? Or thousands.
A million.
All right, a million. He's not answering me. So you're asking me which is my favorite. And we've been stockpiling these sound bites for decades. But you're asking me, what is my favorite? All right. I've given this thought because that's not the first time I've heard this question. This one dates back a long time. But without question, when I think about his entire library of sound drops, my favorite Alvin sound drop ever, wait for it, ever, is this.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Travis Kelce, you did it. That Alvin hit it again is my favorite drop ever.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass!
We did it!
My favorite drop on this show from the past 30 years made its debut in the Open today. I love the way he just totally hijacks the interview and starts with that maniacal laugh.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
It is because of the context. I mean, it is because of what he did, the energy, the sound, what he said, but the context is absolutely incredible. Patrick's trying to do a post-game interview on the field, and this dude just hijacks it with that, with this.
Woo! Burrow hit my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
So real, man. So raw. So authentic. So appropriate. The perfect drop. Does that answer the question? Romy, why did you switch from gin to tequila? Is it because it gives you massive heartburn too? Brian in Erie. No, that's not why I did that. I did it because I think that it was carving a gigantic hole in my body, in my system. Heartburn does not begin to do it justice. I had a great run with gin, a great run, but it came to an end. And then every once in a while, I'll go back to the dark side trying to recapture the moment. For instance, this weekend. We had a baseball tournament in the desert. I thought I'd take a walk on the wild side. I thought that I'd flashback Friday with gin, with Sapphire. It's not the same anymore.
Bombay Sapphire.
Had a great run with it. A long time run. It just got to be too much. It was too tough. And one point of clarification. I did not sub out tequila for gin. I subbed out vodka for gin. And then I subbed out tequila for vodka. And pretty soon, I'm going to sub out water for tequila. I'm working my way that way. Hey, Rome, did you catch Logan Rome's act on the bump this weekend? Please gloss him the lawnmower because he was mowing fools down.
He glossed me!
Drew in West LA. I mean, I kind of appreciate that, Drew. Yes, I caught it. Who do you think got the video? I was there. It actually was not his best weekend on the bump. He would tell you that. But he also said it was his best weekend with the team. So that's good. And that's good, dude, because that definitely was not your best weekend on the bump. One of the moms said the day after, Logan pitched. We played Friday night. Logan pitched. And the first thing out of one of the moms the morning after was, is Logan all right? Is he okay? What, you mean because he cost us the game? You mean that? That whole thing? Nah, he's
broken
fine.
Low.
He's good. He bounces back quickly. In fact, I saw him this morning when I left the house at 5, going to get his brother pump in.
Brother.
Jimbo, quick question. Do you jog down the aisle when you try on new sneakers? Bert and Hemet. No. I like those questions, the yes-no questions. No. Mr. Rome, Jordan had the flu game. Mahomes has the ankle game. Have you ever had a day at work where you were not 100% or had to use intestinal fortitude to get through work? Respectfully, Edward Marino from Redondo Beach. Well, have I ever had that day? Today. Last Friday. It sounded like this back in July. Welcome to, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wow, that was even worse than I thought. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Does it feel like I had to use my intestinal fortitude that day?
Let me get the business out of the way first. We are coming.
Sometimes when I have a bad voice, and it's not great today either, but sometimes I don't try it until I get here, hoping that if I do all the things I have to do to trick it up, then when I crack open the mic, it'll be fine. But you never really know. Like that day, I didn't really know. That day, I summoned it up. I'm like, all right, let's do this. Alvy hits me with the quote, you're on, dude. And then listen to this. Welcome to, Does that answer the question, Edward?
Wow, that was even worse than I thought. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome.
Alvin's response was, I did not think that you would make it out of the first hour.
Let me get the business out of the way first.
Well, the first segment.
From the Rockin' Mortgage Studios.
We were just hoping to get to the first break. Yes. I'm not looking for any kind of pat on the back or anything, but you have no idea how jacked up and banged up I am at Super Bowl most years. The Monday after Super Bowl was never good, but I've had some trips during the week of Super Bowl that you would not believe how gnarly they were. I'm firmly convinced that right before the pandemic, before we knew what COVID was, I had COVID in Miami at the Super Bowl because I had never felt so sick. You know, the whole thing, high fever, all the symptoms, but I just grind through it. I figured it was the flu. So because we didn't know about COVID. So I do the show, go back to the room, load up on meds, try and nap it out, get up, do it again. You wait. You wait to hear how I sound in Glendale a week from right now. Probably much worse than this. So the answer is yes. But even then, though, I will say, even that was not as bad as the very end before I had that surgery for that double hernia. That was intestinal fortitude. And dude, I was slamming. I'm not proud of this. I was slamming Advil by the handful. I mean, there were times for the first time ever where I said, Alvy, bro, you know how strongly I feel about never abandoning the post? I think I'm not going to make it through the show, dude. I'm in a lot of pain. So that. Hey, Jim, do you usually prefer Smack Off Week or Radio Row Week? Anthony in Tennessee. They're different. I like them both. Smack Off is the single biggest day of the year. Radio Row is absolutely incredible because of all the access you have to so many people and the energy and the vibe. Love them both. Jesse in El Paso writes, Jim, my Mount Rushmore of narcs is Silk, 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 and lastly, Silk. We don't have a Rushmore of narcs. Why don't we get to the huge call? Brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh.
We've all been watching that monster in KC perform like no athlete ever has, and always behind him for the world to see, a beaming Mr. Burrow, smiling Patrick's dad. How proud he must have been to be Patrick's dad each time he got maimed by Chris Jones. How great it must have felt to be Patrick's dad, watching his son be better year after year. Good night, Burrowhead!
I'm flaming. I'm out.
Only one guy can make that call. I afraidy. There is your huge call. Kenny, great job. Appreciate you very much. My thanks to Eli Manning. Mike Jones. The XR4TI crew. You clones. All right, so we've got this week and the next week we are in Glendale. It is go time. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.
It's Mahomes' house. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Said enough about the Cincinnati mayor. It was Cincinnati was a better city when Jerry Springer was a mayor.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test.